And I'm at the Classic of the Country. I'm Matt Croy, joined by Carrie Pickens. She's the head coach at Ashland University in her 13th year as a coach over at Ashland. Now 10-5 on the season. Of course, Carrie, former national champion, both as the assistant coach, head coach, and also as a player. And I was kind of looking at my notes here, Carrie, and only woman ever to do that and have that accomplishment. Talk about your career here, what that means to you to be able to accomplish something like that.
Ashland has been such a blessing to me in so many different ways. I mean, the wins and the championships are great, but it's the people that I've been able to do it with that's made it so special and even made it possible. I mean, I've had the best teammates when I played. I've had the best players as coaches or as a coach now. And so that's honestly the rewarding part is the people.
Incredible. You mentioned the people here. Obviously, there's a Holmes County connection with that. If we think about the other night, Zoe Miller, who won a national title for you as a player, and they honored her, her jersey retirement here over at Highland here. What is that like to coach Zoe here and what that meant to the Ashland program as well?
I mean, the connection at Highland has just been unbelievable for our program in general. I actually was talking to Jenna Stussman last night, and formerly Jenna Stussman anyway.
Yeah.
And she... just going down the line of players between Jenna, Mackenzie Miller, Zoe, Morgan, now even in the program, Ashley Mollett, Joplin Yoder, so many great players that have come through this program, arguably one of the best in the state year in and year out, and they've just elevated Ashland's program in so many different ways.
Well, so they ask you about that. Obviously, you recruit, I'm sure, a lot of successful programs. Highland, as you mentioned, tends to stand out. What separates the Highland players when you get them here? What makes them special to be able to transition so well, do you think, to the college level?
I think they know how to work hard, and they know how to play with other great players. I think that they're disciplined, they're skilled, they know how to defend. All of the things that championship teams need to have, I feel like they do that here. And it just it's a lot less teaching that we have to do early on in their freshman year because it just translates so well.
Now, obviously, on your team right now, you have Ashley Mullett, former Highland graduate, the average number 13 a game for you. And as a point guard, talk about Ashley, what she's meant to your team.
Ashley's been huge for our team. We don't have 10 wins if Ashley's not on our team because she's really had to carry us through some injuries this year, and she's done a tremendous job. Just even to see her growth as a player and a leader this year on the team has been really encouraging because I know it's been a great sophomore year, and I think her junior and senior can be even better.
Joplin Yoder on the team. Obviously, I know only a freshman, so early on in her career, but how has she been able to fit in early on of the program?
Actually, Joplin, the last several games, has really started to kind of come into her own. Early on in the season, obviously, freshman year, making the adjustments, all of the things. But with some of the injuries, she got a lot more opportunities, and she's capitalized on them. We actually had a meeting the other day where she said, our game against Walsh, she's like, Coach, it was the first game where I felt like I could just play and not think. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it looked like it. She just played with a ton of freedom.
Good stuff. And you mentioned now 10-5 of the season, kind of a winning streak here. Talk about the season, kind of navigating around some injuries here, but also finding ways to win.
Yes, absolutely. So coming back from Thanksgiving break, we were pretty much sitting, oh gosh, what were we, 5-2? Feeling really good. Our only two losses were against really good teams. We have back-to-back really big injuries, and we go on a three-game losing streak. So that was kind of hard going into Christmas break, but I thought our team still stayed really together, had high levels of belief. We came back from break, and now we're on a five-game winning streak and looking to continue. We have a tough schedule coming up, but I think our momentum's really high right now.
Carrie, Coach, as long as you have, you've done a lot of recruiting, obviously, over the years. What about this event, Classic in the Country, kind of stands out to you?
Well, I think the Classic in the Country stands out the most because they just bring some of the best high school programs in the state of Ohio here. And to me, that's something that's really important. I don't want to recruit only from AAU programs. I think it's really important to see them play in their high school setting as well because it's honestly just a little bit of a different game. And being able to just sit down for three full days and watch great basketball as a college coach, it's really hard to put a price tag on that.
Absolutely. Now, I kind of go back to your days in high school here, won a couple of state titles too. Does it kind of help you have that perspective, what high school kids kind of going through here, just knowing you were a player at one time also?
Yeah, I think I played in three games here. My freshman year, I did decent. My sophomore year, I played awful. And my senior year, I played well. And so for me, even just giving grace to the players, because I remember the pressure that you put on yourself when you come here. You want to do so well. And sometimes the ball doesn't fall your way. And so definitely giving the players grace because I remember what it felt like too.
Well, Well, Kerry, thanks for stopping on by, and good luck on the rest of the year.
Thanks for having me.
That's Kerry Pickens, head basketball coach at Ashland University for the Eagles here at the Classic in the Country.